They did last year. The G7 foreign ministers come together for their meeting against the background of Russia's war in Ukraine, with the US wanting to demonstrate a united front with its allies.
So we are going to see the fortified security and economic partnership based upon common values and principles led by the United States, as well as specific roadmaps to deal with the new phase of the war in Ukraine, as well as the response to the coordination and cooperation between Moscow and Beijing.
After the recent visit by China's President Xi Jinping to Russia, there are lingering fears Beijing might give more material support to Moscow, especially if it feels the US and its allies are pushing too hard to constrain its growing power. This gathering also takes place in the aftermath of what North Korea claims was the successful launch of its most sophisticated intercontinental ballistic missile to date, that briefly triggered evacuation alarms in the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido. As the only Asian G7 country, Japan finds itself uniquely positioned on the front lines of current global crises as a neighbor of China, Russia, and North Korea. And its presidency of this year's G7 comes as it takes a more assertive international role, moving away from the traditional pacifism of the post-World War II era. Japanese warships took part in trilateral drills with US and South Korean navies last month, and Tokyo plans to double its defense spending in the coming years.
Japan's pacifism is well established, I believe. However, countries like North Korea, China, and Russia pose a threat to Japan, and Japan is directly confronting these countries' military forces. It is not Japan that is raising the threat, but the surrounding authoritarian regimes and dictatorships.
With concerns the strains of war are testing the unity of G7 members, the US attempts to get its allies to hold the line will be fully supported by a Japanese administration marching in lockstep. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Karuizawa, Japan.